I was enjoying a nice quiet afternoon, playing hooky from work, when suddenly I heard a very loud crash out in my backyard. I went outside to investigate and discovered my neighbor's son vandalizing my garage. Ugh, this naughty boy who I had watched grow up, knowing that he was trouble, had grown up to be just a young hooligan, and I was tired of it. I threatened to call the police on him, and I reminded him that since he had just turned 18, he would be charged as an adult. He begged me not to, saying that he was just a little bored that afternoon, and he didn't really mean to do the damage he had done to my garage, and telling me that his parents had threatened to kick him out of the house if he was caught in trouble again. He looked at me so sincerely. Well, how could I resist? I told him that I would let him off the hook and that I would not call the police yet. But in exchange, he had to give me 100 hours of community service, helping me around my house with whatever I asked him to do. He eagerly accepted this offer and promised that he would obey me no matter what I asked him to do. I told him he had to show up after school every day for the next 2 months until he had worked off this debt. And I told him I would not fix that window until after he had done his 100 hours of community service, because I would call the police at any time if he acted up. The next day, he came back, after school, eagerly awaiting my instructions and looking so very sorry for what he had done. I started by having him mow my lawn. Watching that handsome young body as he walked around pushing that mower, getting all hot and sweaty and removing his shirt, I offered him some lemonade and invited him into the house. I talked to him a little bit, realizing hardly anyone ever took the time to talk to him, learned a little bit about his schooling, what he liked in life. And as I talked to him, I found my mind wandering, thinking about what it might be like to touch this young man. I couldn't help myself. I found myself asking him if he was a virgin. He blushed beet red and stumbled out a half-hearted answer, trying to avoid the question. But I asked him again. Finally, he admitted it. He had gone out with a couple of girls, but he'd never gone all the way. I have a feeling that's going to change soon. I told him it was no big deal, and he was still young. But the wheels started turning, and I decided I would definitely be taking care of this young man's condition. The next day, when he came back, I told him I wanted to wash my floors, but I also told him that I wanted him to be completely naked while he was doing so. He blushed a bright red again. This shy young boy, how could he be such a troublemaker and be so shy at the same time? He protested, saying that he couldn't possibly do it naked in front of me, but I insisted, and walked over to the phone and picked it up. If you'd rather, I could just call the police right now and report that crime. No. He agreed and started to disrobe. He unbuttoned his shirt, slid it off his shoulders, unbuttoned his jeans, unzipped them, dropped them to the floor, taking his briefs with him as well, and his socks, finally standing before me completely naked. I smiled at him and went to get the bucket of soapy water and a sponge and told him to start washing the floor. He did so, and I couldn't help noticing how his cock got hard and stayed hard as I watched him. I don't think he could help himself. even though I was more than twice his age. He enjoyed being watched by me. The next day, when he came over, I told him once again that he had to get naked. His eyes lit up. I think he actually had been looking forward to it. He stripped down naked before me and awaited my bidding. I walked up to him, told him his chores for the day. But before I sent him off to do them, I pulled him close to kiss him, sliding my tongue into his mouth, sliding my hands across his naked chest, sighing with pleasure. He finished his chores, and I again pulled him close to kiss him, feeling his cock growing hard against me, feeling his breath quicken. And I asked him softly if he would like to stay a virgin. He looked into my eyes and stammered out a reply of no. No, he did not want to stay a virgin. I smiled and told him perhaps we would take care of that for him. The next day, when he returned, he didn't even need to be told to strip naked. I led him by the hand into the bedroom, laid him down on that bed, and began to kiss and lick my way across his body. I reached up and pulled my own shirt off over my head, slid the straps of my bra down and unhooked it, freeing my tits for him. I reached down and lifted up his hands to my breasts, commanding him to touch me, telling him to squeeze the breasts, pinch the nipples, telling him I wanted him to taste them. He happily complied. I kissed my way down his body. When I arrived at his cock, I licked it with nice long strokes of my tongue, taking it into my mouth and sucking it. Oh God, he was rock hard. This sweet little teenage boy was so turned on. I slid my breasts alongside his cock, feeling his hips thrusting up, pressing my tits together so he could tit fuck me a little. And then I moved myself up, straddling this young boy, stroking his cock to keep it hard, before guiding it into my dripping, wet cunt. Oh, God, that felt good. Started moving my hips back and forth, riding this little cowboy, leaning forward so he could suck one of my tits into his mouth, feeling the juices of my cunt coating his cock, getting him so wet. Oh, God, yes. Fuck me, little one. Yes, fuck me, baby. Slide that cock deep inside my cunt. Feel how wet I'm getting for you. Driving his hips up into me, starting to fuck me wildly. Oh. Then he started frantically trying to pull out of me, reminding me that he didn't have a condom. But my hands pushed him down, and my body weight held him in place. Oh, yes, I forced that cock to stay inside my cunt, telling him I needed him to come inside me, that I wanted to feel all those juices filling up my cunt, telling him he had no choice. He had to submit to me. He had to give me what I wanted. Oh, he couldn't stop himself. He just couldn't stop himself. He started coming inside me, his whole body spasming as he came. His juice is shooting inside my cunt, filling me up. Oh, God, yes. Having this little boy's cock inside my cunt, leaning down to kiss him, until finally he softened and slid out of me, and as I kissed and licked my way across his chest, finally nestling my head against his shoulder, I reminded him that he still had many, many hours of community service ahead of him, and I intended to make sure that he worked every minute.